waking you up for more than two decades, and they just won't stop it.
Stop it!
It's the Rock 104 Morning Crew.
Even if you don't like clowns, a new study shows that they can actually help kids stuck in the hospital feel a little bit better.
Well, yeah, to get away from them.
You better feel better. That way you can get away from the clowns. I feel great. I'm out of here.
I'm going to strive to outlive you, clown.
Jeez. See, I would be made unnerved by a clown being in my hospital room. Brian, you're just competitive with it. I'm going to outlive you, clown.
I guess it depends on the quality of the clown as well.
That's fair.
You know, like you get a Patch Adams, that's pretty impressive, but you get Mr. Diddles, who's Brent, who used to work at the GameStop. It's not as impressive.
About the only one in the building right now that isn't hungry is Brian.
Fixing to dig into some chips I got over here.
But you already had breakfast from that new restaurant that just opened up in Sandersville.
Yeah, well, this is like early 11sies.
Fair enough.
I swear, this radio station is like your hunting lodge. You are well provisioned.
A longtime friend of the show, Big Country, is on the line. Yeah, Country, what can we do for you this morning?
Well, I was going to call in and do my Christian duty and offer. What a catchphrase.
Catchphrase for John. Okay.
We're in the market.
Yes. Yeah. What's your thoughts on the subject?
I give it to y'all from time to time, but y'all may not, you know, remember it. But when I call in, I say, I bat it, like that. That could be a good one for John.
Well, we got you on the line, Country. We'll give her a go. Okay. Let's say good morning to the hardest working man on the radio today, Flying Brian Hicks.
Hey, now.
And, of course, at mic number three, that would be John Lamar.
I bat it.
I could see that.
That was lackluster, but I need practice.
Yes. What do you think, Country?
You got to give that growl at the end. I bat it.
There's a new mural in Hattiesburg.
Oh, I love murals.
Do you? All right.
You're a mural man.
Oh, man. You show me a mural,
You'll
see me smiling.
You'll be like, that's a good mural.
Well, this one's entitled Spread Your Wings, and it's a painting of a green and blue hummingbird.
Oh, I don't like that.
Anyway, the hummingbird painting was done by an artist named Averett Orndorff. It's on the side of a building that houses the Fairley's Wings restaurant, if you're familiar with Fairley's Wings.
I'm not. Where's that at?
Hattiesburg.
Okay.
It is the 30th mural to go up in the Hub City.
I'd like to try me some of them hummingbird wings.
You're going to have to eat a few.
Like an appetizer before the actual wings get there.
The deer around my house are starting to get a little too comfortable.
Yeah. Watch out, they'll eat your face.
They don't. Used to be they'd dart off. You know, they'd see the headlights of the car. Because I'm leaving at 3:30 in the morning, right? And so usually they're moving somewhere. And generally speaking, they will dart off. And you always have to look for them. Now, more recently, it's been like they'll just stand there. They might look at you. They'll twitch their ears. Just chew, you know, how they chew their cud kind of side to side.
Yeah. I'm going to eat all your grass, your plants. That's when you go, hey! Yeah, Jenner! Zombie deer! No, get out of here!
I got adventurous yesterday. I cooked lobster yesterday.
Oh,
that
wow.
Is adventurous.
Where'd you catch them at?
Yeah.
Were they in the ditch with a crawfish?
Oh, you're bigger. Look at you.
Crawfish is like, we got cousins over.
You were mentioning you just walked outside just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, there's a spider web out by the booger light.
There you go.
Dude, that's a sentence you would only hear in the South. There's a spider web by the booger light. The latest hit by Charlie Daniels.
If you ever go out by the booger light, well, you better watch out for spiders.
Tom Colt, Flying Brian, and John Lamar, the Rock 104 Morning Crew.